Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. Vegan Nation is an informational program about living the vegan lifestyle, featuring interviews with individuals and organizations who are practicing a healthy vegan lifestyle. Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. Today's interviews include DJ Kavim and his wife, Alchemia Earth, the world-famous eco-hip-hop artists. DJ Kavim has a new documentary out, which premiered at the Hollywood Film Festival in 2014, called From Gangs to Gardens. He is a Grammy nominee for the 2014 Music Educator Award, an international recording artist, number one in Colorado, top 100 globally, hip-hop on Reverb Nation, an organic gardener, vegan chef, educator, MC, DJ, B-boy, award-winning activist, midwife, and founder of Going Green Living Bling. Alchemia is a raw vegan chef, mother of five, OG, organic gardener, speaker, yogini, educator, alchemist, and a holistic health healer. As a DJ mixmaster, Alchemia demonstrates her understanding and unique perspective of semantics, manifesting how frequency and vibration create the structures of matter in life. They have dedicated their work to transforming the minds and health of children in their community using hip-hop as a platform of communication. Welcome, Alchemia and DJ Kavim.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
There is so much to talk about. You have so much going on, and I believe that you are leaders and pioneers in transforming this world into a world of health, abundance, and joy for all.
Thank you. The first thing
I would like to ask you about is your upcoming culinary concert at TEDx Manhattan.
Yeah, we're going to do a really interactive culinary concert, and I'm doing my exclusive TED Talk at the Time Center in Manhattan, March 7th. And it's going to be a really great opportunity for New Yorkers to experience what environmental hip-hop has to come forth.
Well, basically, our culinary concerts are just a collaboration of what my husband's work and my work. We came up with this concept roughly a year ago. It's a live performance of eco-hip-hop combined with a live cooking demonstration.
That is so unique. I think you're probably the first in the world to do this.
Well, we hope so.
And you just performed in Los Angeles recently?
Yeah, we did. We actually just got back. We were in L.A. and then we flew directly to Seattle the next day after we left L.A. We were at the L.A. Coliseum. Vivica Fox was there, Rainbow Mars, NFL celebrity retiree Keith Mitchell was also in attendance. So it was a really, really dope event. There was tons of kids there, about 5,000 children. And yeah, we presented there and it was a blast. It was the Mindful Living 5K.
Nice. And I understand that after the culinary concert in Manhattan, you'll be at a school in Brooklyn.
We will be at a school presenting to about 250 children, elementary to junior high. Yeah, we're going to do a workshop after that, show the children how to stay fresh by eating fresh and the benefits of eating fresh and all of that good stuff.
I like how you word that, showing up in the classroom with a boombox and a blender.
Yeah, my husband, that's his style.
Yeah, I think that's the way the change is going to occur with the youth. I know that your work is an inspiration for many others and that we can really look forward to healthier children and a better environment because of your activism. I'd like to ask you also about your music. I really enjoy your music videos of Wheatgrass, Plant the Seed, Bite the Knowledge, Let It Grow, and Brown Rice and Broccoli.
A lot of those songs were started from the perspective of how to dialogue around culinary wellness and the green jobs development. So originally it started off as a need in the community where I was from. There wasn't any environmental awareness happening within the marketing. Young people were suffering from food-related illnesses and living in a food desert. And the concepts around it was just to employ the idea and to inspire, you know, with music as a intergenerational dialogue. So now that we see that the music is taking off and the genre has been more identified as environmental hip-hop, eco-hip-hop, the stance is really to just continue to project more work. We have music available for purchase and also for stream online. The album is called The Produce Section, and it is a really good collaboration album, more like a cross-pollination from a farmer's perspective of working with local and international recording activists who have basically taken their time out of their day to help focus on a heavy topic dealing with environmental awareness and agronomy and permaculture as a subject for music.
Again, thank you for all that you're doing for edutainment, education and entertainment. And that was very enjoyable watching the hybrid Lex with your children also in that video.
Well, yeah, I'm glad you liked it. They're very involved in our work. You know, I homeschool my children. Really, they're the next leaders, you know, in my lineage. So, you know, I have to start them out from the time they enter this planet and hip them to, you know, what's going on, the circumstances, and how to care for themselves, eating food, you know, how to stay fresh. All of everything we teach, you know, in our classrooms, my first students are my children. So they're hip to game.
Speaking of the children, that was also very interesting with your work in producing the Brown Rice and Broccoli video in collaboration with the Boys and Girls Clubs of Metro Denver, and that your students in your class wrote those lyrics.
Yeah, that was a really dope project. My husband is a genius when it comes to music, really he is. That project was basically a direct response to a song called Hot Cheetos and Takis. So we heard that song, and my husband was like, dang, that's so whack. Like, there's a whole song about consuming Hot Cheetos and Takis. So he was inspired to do a direct response to that video and that song titled Brown Rice and Broccoli. And he instructed his students to basically study the ingredients in Hot Cheetos and Takis and the effects on the human body. And from those researches and findings, the students wrote their own verses. And basically, that's how the song came together.
And it was just as thrilling seeing them rap and dance through the organic garden that you made.
Yeah, that was a really great opportunity. The workshop itself was a four-week summer camp program where they got to experience the full Go and Green Live and Blink curriculum, which is the CD, the produce section. The CD that we produced with the intergenerational dialogue with, you know, recording activists from a different perspective, was to make it a audio book similar to what you may have seen in the past of tapes inside of schools. Our goal is to use the music to talk about these green jobs that are readily promoted in hip-hop now that you see our work being more prevalent in schools. So the focus was definitely to show you how to grow food, how to juice and prepare food, and also the levels of the green jobs development side. So some of our youth participated in our extra activities like coming to man our booth at our farmers market during the weekends and participating in the musical activities that we had available for internships. So when we're talking about young people being more involved in the community, they like to start on a level of acknowledgement. Sometimes it's better to create an event where they can, you know, be more involved and still entertained. But we noticed that the media was the most effective way. Most youth are on social media, loading up videos of themselves. It should be something positive. So we decided to create a message with Brown Rice and Broccoli, and hopefully we will have more projects coming in the future. It's very important that they have, you know, the acknowledgement from their elders and from their peers when they do something that is powerful and beautiful instead of rewarding them with such ratchetivity.
You and your family are bringing light, power, and love into this world big time. I personally think that the system that's in place, powers that be, whether it's a construct of our collective conscious or whatever it is pretty much detrimental to the youth. It requires a transformation, a revolution, a change. And that's what you are doing, is you are the solution.
Indeed. You know, food is always definitely the way I feel like to transform the mind. Dr. Sabi, one of my greatest teachers, said, if the body's in a state of disease, what is the state of the mind? I find that, especially with a lot of my students and the people that I heal, when you introduce high-frequency foods into the body, you know, you're introducing information, and that information interacts with the cells, and it definitely raises the frequency, which opens up the mind, which opens up the heart. You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely like our approach, or my approach, as far as culinary wellness and using food as medicine. It's more than just for health reasons. It's also a shift of consciousness and that awareness that needs to be addressed as well.
Yeah, I hear you. It's going beyond biology and into modern physics. And with your work in helping everyone to become healthier in mind, body, and spirit, you've got a cookbook coming up this year, Damn Near Raw.
Yeah, Damn Near Raw. I came up with that concept. Me and my husband did. I went raw for a while. And when I was in L.A., living in L.A., it's really easy to go raw there. The access is there. It's hot all the time, a lot of sunshine. But then as soon as I brought my butt back to Colorado, where it was cold, because it was actually in the wintertime, I just really was wanting the curries and, you know, a little bit of quinoa, maybe some black beans, you know? And I was just like, hey, you know, my husband's like, so you're not going to do raw anymore. I was like, well, I'm damn near raw. That's kind of how that concept was born. I really find that it works for me. And especially for the people that I'm working with when I help them, you know, eat better. Because really, raw foods is the most powerful food on the planet. It's the most unadulterated, the most untampered with, highest frequency you can go as far as food. And all the enzymes are there. I understand that most people just aren't ready for that or don't live somewhere where they are able to do that. So my concept is just mainly keeping it mainly raw as much as possible, whether that's through juicing, you know, 5 juices a day or salads or something along the lines of that. And then, like, you have your cooked meal, but you don't base your intake on cooked meals.
It's great that it's starting to become mainstream. It's necessary. And again, it's only because of people like you who are leading the way, and especially leading the youth. And how about your trips to Ghana and Uganda? Did that bring you insight into return to the indigenous roots?
As a youth organizing in the inner cities, there was a really big disconnect between Africans in America not really having a chance to identify with being producers of the land, when indigenously that was a really big placement of why Africans were brought to this country. So when we're talking about young people learning how to grow food, a lot of the complaints we have is that it's something that is belittled or beneath them because of how the outlook was during the times of slavery and the sharecropping that was recently done in the 1940s and up to the 60s. In certain areas, some people really just didn't understand that.
We're having a conversation with eco hip-hop artists DJ Kavum and Alchemia Earth. They've been sharing information about their culinary concerts. Next one coming up in New York City on March 7th, where they combine hip-hop with food cooking demonstrations. Very original, unique, and powerful in the food justice movement. Also, we've learned about their album, The Produce Section, which is also used as curriculum for school children to help school children to become healthier and to bring environmental sustainability awareness to the children. DJ Kavum has been sharing his story of his trip to Uganda in Ghana, where he learned more about the importance and practices of indigenous agronomy. We'll be right back after this short break with more conversations with Alchemia and DJ Kavum.
Tune in every Saturday night, Sunday morning from 12 midnight until 3 a.m. It's the Love Session on 91.3 WCUW Worcester with DJ Chuck Chillin. Tell a phone, tell a friend, tell your fam. You might even want to tell your mama and them.
Tune in to Vegan Nation every Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. for music, news, and events about the vegan lifestyle right here on WCUW 91.3 FM and around the world at WCUW.org.
Navarone Reggae Sound System with DJ Bob Bob Boom every Friday 9 to 11 p.m. on WCUW 91.3 FM in Worcester. Old reggae, new reggae, all styles, all across the world. Navarone Reggae. You never know what you're gonna hear. The selections are crazy. Navarone Reggae Sound System, WCUW.
We're back on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. We are continuing the conversation with DJ Kavum, eco-hip-hop artist, as he's discussing the food justice movement and the connection with indigenous agronomy from Uganda and Ghana.
So my goal when I traveled to Africa was to learn the indigenous agronomy and ideas of, you know, urban farming from a permaculture perspective of having less access to government assistance. So how to, you know, leverage irrigation when you don't have water pumping and flowing naturally from a faucet or spigot. So that was the concept that I saw. And I learned that at the Makerere University, where I was studying indigenous agriculture. And I see that now it is a very more prevalent conversation happening, because people want to know what is fresh and why people are surviving on the planet in places where they don't have access like we do here in America. So my goal is to bring this intergenerational dialogue around how to survive and how to keep it fresh from a perspective of hip-hop, similar towards how African Bambaataa went to South Africa and brought back the wisdom of the Zulu Nation to start his chapter of the Universal Zulu Nation in New York, giving the birth to hip-hop. So you see this happening a lot, you know, when we're talking about culture. You see this happening a lot when we're talking about food now. People need to go back to more of an indigenous rooted perspective to get more grounded in the wisdom of our elders to move forward in the future.
Yes, that's great. And you are a beacon of light. And I also like how in your videos you express the truth about the current situation of food deserts and neighborhoods being filled with liquor stores and convenience stores filled with processed packaged foods, which when we look at the whole chain of events on all of those, we see a lot of oppression and exploitation of many, many individuals. That's really great how you're putting the power back into the hands of the people with being able to have our own sustainability in gardening. And it goes in flow with your work as holistic healers. The idea of holistic health is putting the power back into the hands of the people. So I think this is part of our evolution now, and there's no stopping it. It's on a roll. It's going forward.
Exactly. That's exactly what our goal is. I mean, it's not really a benefit to help people who are already a slave to food, a slave to the system, a slave to sickness. Even I see even in the so-called health industry, even with, you know, the supplements and things of that nature, you're not really showing them how to liberate themselves from having to come back to you and, you know, buy the supplement every single month. Stop supplementing. Show them how to actually get it through food so they don't have to supplement. Same thing with healing, you know. We know in Western culture that that's really what it's based on as far as it's just a business. But my business is actually exactly what you said. We are here to liberate the people, the minds of the people, give them the information that they need so that they can be self-sustainable.
Yes, yes, that's where it's at. And I'm also excited to hear about your radio show, Cafe Nuba, on KGNU Radio 88.5 FM, playing every second Friday of the month at 3 p.m.
Yeah, that show was founded from my mother, who organized a really hip interactive political prose and poetry radio show, which was founded from a poetry event. And it really needed more of a platform to get, you know, more airwaves and more acknowledgement on a national and international level. So it was brought together by some great minds. We've had guests like from Dick Gregory down to Gil Scott-Heron, all the way down from, you know, Dead Prez and Les Nubians. So our focus was to bring the highlights of artists that you may not know have a political view or have a active role in the food justice movement. So my goal as an artist is to create a platform for artists to speak their views, where they're really just more acknowledged for their work as artists. So that was what Cafe Nouveau was about. Now that we're moving forward, like, you see things changing in the arts and venue style of life. More artists are using their work for social change than ever before.
And Alchemia, I also enjoy your posts, your Facebook posts, and your words and your thoughts are deeply profound. And is that come through your meditations? It's just so significant.
I guess you can say it's a form of meditation. I actually need to deepen my meditation, so thank you for the reminder. A lot of it is just an accumulation of just what comes to me in my daily life, my inspiration of my family, my husband, my children, the people, the world. And honestly, like, I just, and anytime I feel inspired to say something, I want to share it and hope that it helps awaken on some level or help someone on some level. And so, yeah.
Yeah, anytime I need inspiration, I go to your posts for that reminder and help of living the path of truth and righteousness and power. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you.
And I also think it's really exciting how you performed at the Jubilee Yoga Festival. It's so significant to see the intersectionality of various arts that normally in the past have been separate, now coming together, such as hip-hop and yoga. And I really think that's what's happening in this millennium, is the illusion of separateness is dissolving. And we're coming into the oneness and the intersectionality. And again, you're a big part of that. I would love to hear more about that festival and your performances there.
You know, what you said is actually right on point. Hip-hop is music, and music is a universal language, so there are no walls, there are no barriers. There is no separation when it comes to that, and especially when you're dealing with the high-frequency, high-vibration music, it brings everybody together from all walks of life, whether you listen to country, whether you do yoga, whether you, you know, whether you do fencing. Like, honestly, like I said, it just breaks those barriers and it penetrates the walls and just kind of crumbles all that down. The yoga festival was really fun. We had a great response. We also did a cooking demonstration as well. Yeah, we're finding that we're getting such a unique interest from so many different walks of life, from so many different paths, from the yoga to, we were at the International Association of Culinary Professionals last year presenting with Brian Terry. Sam Cass was also there. So that was very interesting. And so we are just really starting to collaborate and find ourselves amongst people in different situations that we would have never thought where hip hop would be. It's definitely a transformation. We actually have an article coming out, Taste of Home magazine, and that's actually releasing this July.
That's great. What contacts can you leave for our listeners, for those who want to connect with you and attend your concerts and learn how to learn from you with the education for the children?
Definitely. If they want to learn more, you can also go on our website, which is djcavem.com, djcavem as in motivation.com, and you can also read a really great article on the work that we're doing in Oprah's magazine called The Freshest Prince. That's a cool article that just displays a lot more about our curriculum and what's happening. Outside of that, please follow us on Twitter and Instagram under our names. My name also known on Twitter as Etef. That's pronounced Etef, and that's spelled I as in Isaac, E as in elephant, T as in triumph, E as in elephant, F as in father. And, you know, reach out to me. Let me know what's happening on your mind. If you're really interested in finding ways to collaborate, you can also email us at culinaryconcert@gmail.com. That's culinaryconcert@gmail.com.
Yeah, same thing. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can just search me, Alchemia Earth, A-L-K-E-M-I-A, Earth, like the planet Earth.
Alchemia and Etef, it has been a true honor to have you joining us here on Vegan Nation. As we're closing this interview, are there any last words that you'd like to say?
Stay fresh.
See me in the produce section.
I just want to say thank you again for this opportunity. I really appreciate, you know, you reaching out and all of everything you do as well. You know what I mean? Your work is important, too.
Yeah, well, if you know any good schools, or if you know the young people who are attending high school and would just like to see a change in their school programs or their lunch program, have them have the school board contact us or someone from the universities or any colleges in your neighborhood. We would love to come and do more work there. It's more important that we have, you know, the opportunity to actually see people in person. Also, check out some of the other opportunities. We have some really cool projects that we're affiliated with, like, you know, helping families find Vitamix blenders, promoting indoor garden units like Tower Gardens, and also other holistic, you know, opportunities that can help them as a family. We do a lot of work, especially teaching and projecting the work as we educate educators to understand how to use hip-hop to talk about green jobs development.
Much thanks to Alchemia and DJ Kavum as they've shared information of their upcoming culinary concerts and their work with schools' curriculum in helping children make the connection between healthy living, environmental sustainability, and the power of hip-hop. Higher inner peace, helping other people. Join us next week at this time, where we'll bring you more news on living a vegan lifestyle. Hear this program again at wcuw.org/vegannation. Theme music provided by Will Tuttle. This is Marlene Narrow, wishing you a good day.